Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, my friends. Hi there. Hi there. Hi there. Have you missed me? I've been running all over the universe trying to make sure that everything is okay for you and me and all those that are calling on the name of the Holy God. Hey, welcome back to the show. I'm welcoming myself back to the show. Good morning. Good morning. Coming out of Los Angeles. This is the Dr. Cupertino Show, the hour of power and the hour for power. Oh, okay. I know you say, oh, but it's just 30 minutes. Doesn't matter. You're going to need that extra 30 minutes to pull yourself together. But I welcome you again today. It's sunny out here in L.A., and I'm just happy to be alive. You know, I'm just, some might say, oh, well, you know, I don't care if I'm dead or alive. What difference does it make? It makes a lot of difference because you have a chance to make it right, chance to be good, act good, spread goodness, and, of course, receive good from the Most High of the universe. But before I start, and you know I'd love to get started, we're going to bow our heads or to stand up, lay down, shove it to the side, whatever. But we're going to reverence the true God this morning in prayer. Oh, God, hallelujah, thank you, God. You are eternal Father. Can't get away from you, even if we try. We thank you for keeping us and for sharing and showing that it's all about you, and it should be because you are our creator. We love you, God. We just adore you. Can't get along without you. We've tried, and look at us, a total mess. Here we stand, needing grace, standing under the need of prayer. We thank you, God, for an opportunity again to get it right, to do right, and most of all, to get right before your face. Thank you, Lord. Hold us, keep us. We're standing on your every word in prayer because you are our God. Thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, yes, I said that. The only name given under heaven and upon earth by which man shall and should and will and can only be saved, that name, Jesus. Thank you, God. It's the season now. Hallelujah. In that name, Jesus. Amen. Hi again, friends. You know, a lot of us are in trouble. A lot of us are in trouble, not by our own will, but because of sin running rampant in the earth and because of sinful people that continue to look the other way when God comes a-calling. But, you know, when trouble arises, like they say in the old apostolic churches, just look up. You can't do nothing. Just look up. but we know that many are in trouble beyond recognition. Can't even identify it anymore. We're just looking out into the world. We don't even know what we're looking at anymore. Conditions have gotten so crazy. We have to blink three times looking out into the world at so much things that are going on. We know crying and sighing and hiding out has done us no good. Everything has been found out. Yes, it has. The Bible says whatever's done in the dark is going to come in the light. Oh, my God. So I guess we're just on pins and needles. But crying and hiding, we've done that. That's done us no good. Caused us no good. Caused us not to feel good. Many feel that there's no way out of the mess they find themselves in. Well, sure. If you're out of the will of their creator, you're going to feel like that. But we need to get our feelings in check. We know it's all about God now, yesterday, last week, last century, last epoch. It's always been about God. He created us, so he has something to say about us and how we live our lives, whether we believe it or not. Ask the man on his deathbed just before he takes that last breath. He goes, oh, God, help me, God. Oh, God. Many feel there's no way out of the mess that they're in. But when in dismay, you can't seem to see your way through. You can't seem to get out of the bed one leg, one foot at a time. You can't seem to stand even though you're standing on 2 feet. Guess what? We all need to just look up and look out for the blessing. On the other side of mayhem, on the other side of a curse, on the other side of chaos, on the other side of hell and doom and gloom and destruction, guess what? There is a blessing. As black is to white, a blessing is after the curse. Hallelujah. All we have to do is just look up. I want you to hear how you and I and anybody, any one of us tuning in today can once and for all learn how to defeat problems and stop them dead in their tracks. Guaranteed. You know, this is a show today of a miracle. You've been listening to that one. You've been running over there to that one. You've been running up there to that one. You've been pulling out all the stops. No good. Nothing. Still in the same shape. Still feeling horrible. That's the cue. Feel. We're going to check out what it means to feel and why we should not put any content on that. Okay. Now, you might say, oh, what is she talking about? Just look up. Look up. Ain't nothing up the sky. That's right. But the sky looking up represents looking up to their creator. You've looked out and looked up to your husband. He didn't let you down. You don't even know where he is this morning. Your wife, you hope you know where she's at. You've looked to everything in the world that money can buy. Hasn't done you no good, especially with the U.S. dollar devalued, not even accepted in some country. You've done it all. No good. Well, why should I look up? Because you are going to look up for God's direction. When you look up, God recognizes you looking up to him. When you look up, just hold your hands out, hold your arms out, hold you out, and just look up. You're recognizing that there's a creator above and that I'm looking up because, hey, help me. I'm down here in this mess. I need some help. I need to way out. That's why you're going to look up. When trouble arises, you're going to look up. Because you already know if you're in trouble, there's been no help here. So what else are you going to do? You're going to look up to God. You're going to look up, you're going to look up to God. Some might say, oh, I don't know what's up there. I don't have to look up there. Ain't nothing but blue sky. I don't know what's up there. I'm telling you right now because the Bible says that to earth belong the sons of men, but to the heavens, God. Okay, so God, your creator, the one that got you here. And if you're suffering, you might say, oh, well, God got me suffering. Why should I look up to him? You're going to look up to him because now you recognize that you need guidance. You read all the self-help books. You done ran and crossed your legs and sat up and went any and all yoga postures you can think of. You said all the mantras. You've even said Idi Adi Gadi. You said it all. But you are still in the mess. When trouble arises, look up. Now, in looking up, the guidance you're going to get is this. Follow my son. Follow my son. You're also going to get this. Anytime a threat is on the table, anytime somebody has hurled a threat your way, anytime someone has promised you doom, death, and destruction, anytime someone has said, I'm going to get you, anytime you've been served with a summons, got to be in court. They done lied on you. Or maybe you lied on them. Who knows? Any problem that you can find yourself in, I'm about to be thrown out. I ain't got nothing to eat. Ain't no job to go to on Monday. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm about to lose my mind. I'm going crazy. Let me tell you something. All you have got to do, and just try it one time, just create some problems so you can try this if you claim you ain't got none. This is what you can do. Anytime there's a threat on the table, you don't know which way to turn. They have said, I'm coming to kill you. This is all you've got to do. This is called the golden key. You're going to say, okay, I know you're saying, oh, what is it now? I should not even be listening to Dr. Campertino. Oh, yes, you should. Oh, yes, you should, and you are. This is what you do. They're coming to put you out. You say, I'm going to golden key the sheriff, the landlord, and anybody else around them and start reciting anything you know about the creator. Oh, God is good. God is wonderful. God is holy. God is almighty. It might sound crazy. You might not feel nothing. You probably won't feel anything. Because you're too afraid, you're too scared. The vixen man is on the way. The chef is on the way. I'm a golden key, everybody, in connection with me being put out of here. God is good. Oh, God is great. God is wonderful. Oh, God is magnificent. Just start repeating it over and over again. And every time the thought comes into your mind, you know, the mind is Satan's battleground, satanic battleground. Anytime a threat of evil against you come up, oh, God is good. Oh, God is wonderful. You don't even have to say it out loud. You can say it in your mind. Oh, God is wonderful. Oh, God is good. God loves me. You might not even feel that way. You might say, oh, I'm too wicked for him to love me. So what? He made you. Let him deal with that. He got you still breathing. Let him deal with that. He got you still walking around. That's his problem. God is good. Oh, God is wonderful. God is good. Oh, God is good. God is wonderful. Every time the thought comes in your mind, you might be so afraid you can't stand up. You just lay down on the floor and just say, oh, I'm going to golden key. Golden key, K-E-Y, key. I'm in a golden key, LAPD. Oh, God is wonderful. God is good. God is holy. You might be in a jail cell. Oh, I got to get up out of here. Oh, my God. They didn't gave me 1,100 years. Oh, I'll never get up. Golden key, that jail cell. Oh, God is good. God is wonderful. God is holy. Oh, God this. Oh, God that. Just keep saying it. It might sound foolish, crazy. You might not feel nothing. You might not even be worthy to say it, but just say, oh, God is good. If you can't say nothing, you're so afraid. You're so frightened. You're so afraid. You're so scared. God is good. God is good. Because it's true. It's not a lie. And truth overcometh evil. Anybody come to put anybody outside the door and lock everything they have on the inside is not evil. Who knows how the circumstances came about, but that sounds like evil to me. You got a wayward daughter sleeping with 1,000 men every 2 minutes. Hey, golden key her. So I'm going to golden key my daughter, Sally. God is good. God's wonderful. See her laying up in the bed, 1,000 men. Oh, God is good. God's wonderful. God's wonderful. She walking out the door in a short skirt. You don't know if it's a pair of panties or not. Oh, God is good. God's wonderful. Oh, God, help me. God, holy. God is holy. God, anything you know about him, make it up. Make it right. God is holy. God is magnificent. There your wife is calling, lying, saying she's over there at so-and-so's house. You done already passed by there a million times. You don't see a car there. Oh, I'm in a golden key. My wife, Ruth, God is good. God is holy. Every time you think about it, she comes into your mind, just say, oh, God is holy. He might try to slash your throat. I bet she'll run up out of there then. Oh, God is holy. God, and I'm not wishing that. God is good. God is holy. God, they just told you got 29 minutes to live. Don't know what happened. You just came in for a routine exam. You got 29 minutes to live. Oh, God is holy. Excuse me, Mr. Doctor Man. Oh, God is holy. God is wonderful. God is everything. I know God lives. Whether you know it or not, just say it. No matter how contrite, just say it. Your car broke down. Don't have a dime. May have $3 in the bank. God is holy. God is. I'm going to go and keep my car. God is holy. I'm going to go and key the man working on my car. I'm going to golden key the maker of the car. I'm going to golden key the gas man that helps me keep gas in it. Okay, God is good. God is holy. God is wonderful. I'm big, I'm fat, I'm black, I'm ugly, I ain't got nothing, I ain't got no one. I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow. Uh-huh, oh yes, yes to all of the above. Yes, check, yes, that might be true. You might be big, fat, and black. Yes, that might be true. You might be uneducated. You might have a bad reputation on the street where you live. Can't lose weight if they cut it off of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Just put your hand on your body. Put one on your breast. Put one there, right there in your stomach. That's your core. Say, God is good. God is holy. God is magnificent. See what happens. Go key you. I'm talking about somebody outside of you. Go key. Go key you. I know you might not understand this, but I want you to try it. Everybody try it. Try it and see what happens. I'm in a golden key, myself, my body. Lay your hands on your own body. Running around begging for somebody to lay hands on you. You got two hands. Use your own two hands. Lay it on your body and say, God is good. Oh, God is wonderful. God, lay it on that piece of big fat meat between your legs, all that old thigh meat. Oh, God is wonderful. God is good. God is holy. God, oh, yes, he's holy. Holy, holy, holy. God is holy. Every time you look in the mirror, say, God is good. God's holy. I know I don't even like looking in the mirror. Every time you try to put that skirt on and it's 15 sizes too small, just say, God help me. God is good. I know God's going to help me. God is wonderful. God is good. God is good. Doctor then told you all your teeth got to come out. You don't care about that. Just hold your hand over your mouth every chance you get. God is good. God's holy. God's holy. Open your mouth. Put your hand in your mouth on your teeth. God is holy. God is good. You didn't see the picture where the creator is touching the finger of man. Open your mouth like I'm doing. Put your hand inside your mouth. Thank you, God. God, you're good. God, you're holy. They done told you you're going blind. Put your one hand, your right hand, over both your eyes. Oh, God is good. God is magnificent. God is wonderful. Hair falling out. Tired of the weave. It done took all of it out. Bald-headed, got big, long head of hair on it. Put your hand on your head. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. God is good. God. Now, you know what? You might think I'm crazy. No. I have several earned degrees, three doctoral degrees. Listen, let me tell you something. I'm not crazy. The world is crazy because they can't seem to figure out their problem, and you're in it. Any problem coming your way, say, come on in the door and sit down and shut up because I got something for you. I'm going to gold key you. Don't run from trouble. Run straight into it because you have an answer for anything that's wrong in your life. You know how I know you have the answer? Because I've given you the tip of the iceberg. But you have the answer because God is the one who is responsible for you. Run back to him. The Bible says put your burden on him. You didn't ask to come here. You sure are not asking to stay here. You are God's responsibility. Look at it like that. You didn't tell mommy and daddy to lay down and whatever all night long. Oops, 2 weeks later she's pregnant. Did you have anything to do with that psychically? Yes. Esoterically? Yes. Metaphysically? Yes. We can talk about that at another time or send me an email if you want to know more about that. But you did not. God is responsible for you. You might not believe in him. You might not want to believe in him. God is responsible for you. God did it. You know, there's a song. Everything that happens to me that is good, God did it. God did it. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes. Hey, God did it. God did it. God did it. Go back to him. Problems arise. Look up. That's your way of going back to God. Hey, God, hey, what's happening? What's happening down here? You know I need to be guided. You know I need your guidance. You know I need you. You know I need your help. Go to God. That is the meaning of look up. Just look up. Say, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm tired. Go to God. Don't know your way in? Can't seem to dig out? Go to God. They have told you everything wicked for you to lose hope in all sights, inside, outside. Go to God. Nothing going right, go to God. And when you look up, God is good. They might be on their way to kill you. Have told you they're on their way to kill you. You know who they are. God, God, God. That's the only way because the same God guiding and goading you is goading them. You need these people stopped. You don't care how it happens. You don't care how it ends up. You don't need to think about what methods may be used. You just want to get out of trouble. You want to get out of trouble. You don't. No matter what trouble, no matter what kind of legal matter, no matter what kind of medical matter it is, it could no matter what kind of sentencing they claim you're going to get. I don't care what the problem is. Charge Dr. Cupertino if I'm playing around here this morning. no matter what it is. What could it be? Something that caused death, lack of loss. That's it. Any problem looming around is to do this. It is to cause destruction, take something from you, shorten your life or kill you, or cause lack and loss. That's it. That's it. Those are the main three forces of irritation. When troubles arise, look up to God. Hold him responsible. Nobody holds God responsible. They want to blame him for everything negative and evil that they see. Get on top of this game. Hold God responsible. God, you caused this. You did this. You know why? Because the Bible says that you reside in me. I have your spirit. So straighten this spirit out within me. The Bible writer says, God, David, create in me, renewing me a right spirit and creating me a clean heart, okay? This is why we've got to go to God. Anything that we've gotten into, things that have caused us to get off track of our worship, things that have caused us to fall down on God, hey, God can fix it. If he started it, call on him to fix it and finish it. Tell him you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. But most of all, any problem, any trouble, any issue, any threat, any looming lack, anything, stand on 2 feet and say, I'm going to golden key this problem, and start rehearsing anything you know about God, anything that you heard about him. I said God. Now, remember, let's not get this twisted. I didn't say a name of a God. I said God, G-O-D. Me, I'm calling on Jehovah, the one and only true God of the universe. Psalm 83:18, that they, meaning us, that they may know that thou art the Most High God over all of the universe, whose name is Jehovah. I'm calling on that one. You can call on anyone you want. If you think you can get a prayer through to whomsoever, whatever his name, go for it. But God, G-O-D, rehearse anything that you know about the true God, and I guarantee you a breakthrough. You don't have to beg and scrabble. You don't have to make anybody on Satan's side of the universe a promise. You don't have to go to a coven in a deep forest. May not get out of there and bow down to Satan. Get up off your knees there. All you fools doing that, because I'm telling you right now, death is on the release. That's all you got coming. Once you do that bidding, you're gone, sister, brother, man. Let me tell you something. You don't have to go that route. Now, if you're looking for a lot of riches and a lot of wealth and fame, all of that cannot pay the doctor off in the day of death, because the Bible says death do it, approach it. You don't have to do that. I get lots of calls, and doctor, you know, I know you're Swindian, and I know you probably know about this, and I know about all of it. But I know about the end results of all of it. I'm not going to lead anyone into satanic worship. I'm not going to tell them how to draw the pentagram and how to cut their, I can't even name the finger, because the finger is important, which finger to cut and let the blood run out. I'm not going to tell them how to take their own blood, drink half of it, and then make certain signs on a cobotic. Well, I'm not going to tell them that. You know why? Because I, too, learned the hard way that God and God alone is the only answer, the true God. Again, he made everything, even in the forest. He made them. Satan himself, Lucifer, the Luciferian God, was hanging around eons ago. You all know the story, how he got kicked out of heaven. I don't have to go into that, because that's not the focus right now. The focus is trouble arising and how you can get out of it. Don't worry about the liar. People lie on Dr. Cupertino at least 2 times a day. Okay. Don't worry about the hater. The hater is hating because he hates himself. Discount him. The main focus right now of this broadcast is to say, when trouble arises, look up. Look up. Let me tell you something. In the cemetery, the mortuary, in the morgue, all those bodies is placed looking up. You'll never see them face down unless there's some kind of cult involved or some kind of a murderous payback, the wrong person working in the mortuary pulling a stunt like that. But I'm saying from the originality, all the bodies facing up. Going into the hospital for surgery, you're looking up. You're faced up. I don't care what kind, even back surgery, you're still looking up. They're going through the body cavity. Let me tell you something. When trouble arises, look up. You owe it to yourself to look up. You owe it to your family member to look up. You owe it to God himself to look up. You owe it to the universe to look up when troubles arise. Look at the spaceships when they leave this planet. And there's so many millions of miles out, and they're looking down at planet Earth. Oh, my God, what a sight. It's awe-inspiring. Beautiful globe surrounded by all this darkness, blackness. It's there for a reason. Those planets are there for a reason. You know, no one's really going to college now to be an astronomist or astronomers or physicists, space physicists. There's not too many doing this. That's a very fear-inspiring picture. Just try it. You'll know that there's a God. You better look up. I don't have to spend all my time telling you this. It's time to look up when you're in trouble. And then when you get out of trouble, all you can do should be is to render words of praise. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You know, some children step all over you on the bus, walking all in the crosswalk as a snail, and the light has been green 5 minutes, and they just playing around in the crosswalk. I could go on with this scenario, but I will not. Look up. There's no other place to look. You done looked in every corner, every crevice, empty hall, empty ballroom. You've done it all. It's time to look up. Don't look to man. Bible says he's engulfed in sin, born in sin, and the wages of sin is death. That's his only payback, payout, death. Oh, my God. Who wants that ticket? We're all walking around with an invisible ticket for death to open this door sooner or later. Stop playing around. You need help now? Just look up when trouble arises, and you're going to receive the help from God. You might not even acknowledge it, but I tell you what, when you're safely out of that problem, you'll know that God did it. Not your neighbor, not your wife, not your husband, not your friend. You know that God did it. No, it might be painful to do it. Oh, you're talking about the queen of pain sitting on this line. But God, in his infinite wisdom, he is the one and the only one that can get you out of trouble, keep you out of trouble, take you safely across the shores of trouble. Because as long as you live it, being born of a woman, the Bible says you're born in sin, and there's only one way out. Just look up when trouble arises. When it arrives, look up. Thank you so much for tuning in. I always have such a great time. I promise you I'm going to do my best to always be every Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time saying something about the Creator to you. Because when trouble arrives, there's nowhere else to go. Your money won't buy you out. It might take you out, but it won't buy you out. Have a good, happy Easter. I know some say, oh, there's no Easter, no eggs. So what? Enjoy Resurrection Weekend. I love you all. I'll see you next week in spirit, and you'll be hearing me in spirit on the Hour of Power, Dr. Cupertino Show. MotherNature7@gmail.com. For messages or 424-634-9615. Bye-bye. God bless you.